Florida Republicans mock Joe Biden's visit to stump for abortion, Floridians reject your policies. By Hannah Knudsen on April 23, 2024. Florida Republicans on Tuesday mocked President Joe Biden's visit to Tampa to deliver a pro-abortion address, making it clear that Floridians reject the Biden administration's policies. Biden made his way to the Sunshine State on Tuesday to publicly decry the state's six-week abortion ban before it went into effect. As Breitbart News reported, Biden is also expected to say that if re-elected, Trump and his allies will enact a federal abortion ban. But former President Donald Trump made it clear that he believes abortion limits should be decided at the state level. Nevertheless, Biden is on a pro-abortion mission in the Sunshine State and has been met with mockery from the Florida GOP. Floridians' top issues are immigration, the economy, and inflation. In all three areas, Joe Biden has failed. Instead of coming to talk to Floridians about manufactured issues, he should get to work solving the real issues that he has failed to lead on, Florida GOP Chairman Evan Power said in a statement, welcoming Biden to learn from the successes that have made Florida a beacon of freedom for the rest of the country. A press release welcoming Biden to Florida also notes that there are nearly 1 million more registered Republicans than Florida Democrats, urging Biden to embark on a listen and learn mission to Florida where he will discover we believe in parental rights, individual liberty, and school choice. Floridians reject dangerous open borders and reckless inflationary policies that hurt our families and communities. The press release reads, noting that Florida champions parental rights, sticks to the rule of law, believes girls and girls only should participate in girls' sports, supports Israel, and strives to protect the environment. Unlike Delaware, Florida is governed by sound conservative fiscal policies that allow for lower taxes and no state income taxes, the press release adds. Biden's trip follows the Florida Supreme Court ruling in April that the state's 15-week abortion law, which Governor Ron DeSantis, R., signed in 2022, will be upheld. DeSantis signed the heartbeat bill, or six-week abortion ban, in 2023, but it remained blocked until the court ruled on the 15-week abortion rule. As a result, the six-week abortion ban will be able to go into effect, triggering panic from Biden and other pro-abortion enthusiasts. Yesterday's extreme decision puts desperately needed medical care even further out of reach for millions of women in Florida and across the South, Biden said in a statement following the ruling, deeming the outcome, which will protect more unborn children, outrageous. A child's heartbeat can indeed begin as early as 5 weeks into pregnancy, and, at that time, the brain and spinal cord begin to develop. By week six, legs and arms develop, and circulation begins, according to the Cleveland Clinic. A recent poll from Florida Atlantic University, FAU, found that a proposed amendment to create a constitutional right to abortion up to 24 weeks into pregnancy is failing to reach the 60% threshold, as less than half of Florida voters, 49%, say they would support it.